Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to you, wherever you are, and welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new, welcome to Zenful Living with me, your host, Ari Campbell. And I mean, if you're not new, still welcome. Thanks for making it to another episode. You know, we talk about life, experiences, the lessons that we've learned, or the lessons you can learn, and culture and society. So, I hope you enjoy today's episode because we have lots and lots in store. Well, I think we have lots and lots in store. So let's head right into today's topic. How are you guys? How have you guys been? Yeah. So, for the people that don't live in Jamaica and may not be experiencing the same thing we are experiencing here as Jamaicans and visitors, we are experiencing lockdown. So we're inside. And I said, let me use up this time because I've been MIA. I'm sure you guys miss me. I'd love to assume that. And I was like, every day I'm gonna record an episode. But guys, long story short, I got a microphone, right? Very exciting. Got a microphone, but my computer stopped working and it only had the input kind of thing. It doesn't like the aux cord. It looks like a thumb drive or like a USB or a charger thing that you plug into the computer. So that's what it has. And I had to borrow a computer and every time to record my episodes. But every time I was supposed to record, I didn't have my own space, you know, and so it was just a bit frustrating. So I recorded this episode 3 times already, and this is my 4th time, and you know, it is what it is, but we move. So I'm here today to just finally make that episode because I've been longing to talk to you guys. I've been longing to put out an episode. I felt a bit down because the numbers were low. However, we move, and in due time, people that will love what me and my character, well, not character, but me, and my podcast, who gravitates to it, you know, the numbers will eventually go up. I leave that to the universe. But right now, we're gonna continue doing what we do best, which is talk. So there's so many things that I really want to talk about, but I'm gonna chop them up in episodes because they can stand alone as a topic. And today I'm gonna talk about progress, and how every mickle does make a muckle. And for people that don't live in Jamaica, not used to or strong accent, I'd say, I don't really think it's an accent, however, obviously not. So every mickle makes a muckle. It means that every small amount of something makes a greater amount of something, whether it's money, whether it's water, whether it's anything in the world, right? So every mickle makes a muckle. And I thought of this topic because of my father, actually. And you know, he's growing, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and everyone that grows, it's beautiful, especially when it's a positive growth, you know, because no matter what outside energies that are not on your wavelength that comes and bombards you, you're still going up. You're never stopping to kind of give that negative energy attention. So I was just like talking to him and telling him how no matter how much you feel right now, how down you feel right now about your progress or your state in life, acknowledge the great stuff that happened, you know, For those who don't know, my father won a Grammy Award. My father got his studio that he wanted all his life. My father has two successful businesses, in my opinion. And actually, even by record, he has two successful businesses. And actually, yeah, two. And by circumstances, one didn't work out, you know. So long story short, he's doing extraordinary things, and he's impacting the world positively. He's working his craft, and everything he does is skill-based. And no matter how old he gets, he will have something to do. And that's what life is about, just doing things you love and doing it as long as you can. And so he ended up at like a crossroads, and not a crossroads, like a road that isn't paved as yet. You know, one of those, I know in the States you probably don't have these types of roads. However, in Jamaica we have roads, and roads in abundance like that, you know. So he ended up at a rocky road, and we have to end up at rocky roads. We have to end up at rocky roads for several reasons, and I'm gonna share with you the several reasons, right? We have to end up at a rocky road so that we can reflect, we can pause. And I talked about this in another episode. So if you are not near and you listen to my episodes, we spoke about reflection on the things you have done and acknowledging it. And we also spoke about how if you can love someone else, you must be able to love yourself. If you can trust someone else, you must be able to trust yourself. You know, if you can be confident in someone else, you can be confident in yourself. And that's where I'm heading with this, you know. So today's podcast is being recorded in a very outdoor scene. So let's give the doggies a time to just bark. We are not doing this a fifth time, guys. There you go again. Beautiful. Yes, give it a minute. They're getting food right now, so shout out to the doggies for their feature. Yes, so back to what I was saying. We have to take a stop at the rocky road to reflect. We have to reflect. We have to also plan. At the rocky road, we plan and we reflect on the past. And I'm gonna pause this. We're gonna take like a little second to just regulate the surrounding noises and get back. But we're not starting over. And we are back. So I was saying that when we end up at a rocky road, you know, we have to count our blessings and kind of look at what we have done before. So if you started a YouTube, for instance, you're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. And even when you're at like 100 subscribers, it feels like 1,000 is far away. However, you can look back at what you have done to even fix up and come again and come better for the next 100 that subscribers that you will get. And then when you reach to 200, you still go back, reflect, and then plan for how you're gonna execute for the next 200. You get what I'm saying? And so rocky roads are amazing, and we have to just flip the switch. We have to say, hey, this is not a negative thing, this is a positive thing, right? Remember, you know, sometimes if you believe in a creator, which I do believe in a creator, because as China McLean did say in a TikTok, if you see a house, that's evidence that there's a builder that built that house, right? If you see a painting, it's evidence that a painter had painted it. And so if you see land and creation that humans can't necessarily make in this amount, you know, the sea, the ocean, the sun, that we don't control, natural disasters, there must be a creator. And so I believe in a creator because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But if you believe in anything else, I do not judge. I don't judge at all. So, anyways, as I was saying, we're not getting sidetracked. I'm such a sidetracked person, guys. I be sidetracking sometimes. But there they go again. Essentially, rocky roads are amazing, and we have to flip the switch and turn everything into positivity. You get what I'm saying? Even when we feel low. And I love to tell people that people are supposed to feel, right? Because when you get to a rocky road, you feel very anxious sometimes, overwhelmed. You know, you're just sometimes over it, especially if you're an individual in a situation where you're trying and trying and trying and not really seeing an outcome, you know? However, listen to me. Consistency is key. Funny enough, my father did just come out with an album named Consistency. However, we move and everything aligns, so you know, consistency is key, resilience is key. And I'm gonna share with you guys my personal story and just from my perspective about resilience and consistency and every maker that makes a muckle. I always talk about it as well, so if you're new, this is for you. I have a small business, very local based, that is named Zen. And the idea of Zen was just to keep me afloat. However, it never really started with a keep me afloat thing. I'm always more of a, this can be something big. And I approach that with everything until it proves me otherwise. You know, because some things are for a certain time in your life. Some things are for more than the now, it's for the future. And I believe Zen is that, bear in mind my approach, right? So started Zen with a foot pan and with loaned appliances, right? Not appliances, but tools to do feet. And I was just doing people really close to me's feet. And so it wasn't like random people, new customers or anything. It was just people I knew and were very familiar with that I was doing. And I created Zen in a very dark time in my life, right? And what I have noticed within myself is that every time I'm at that space in my life where I'm at an all-time low, I create and I don't give up. I'm the type of person to, and not everyone is like this, so bear that in mind. You might not be like I am, right? And that is okay. Just find your groove and keep it moving. But I fall on my face and I get up, cry, but I'm getting up. Right? And that's very important, that we get up and we move. We move, regardless of what anyone wants to think, regardless of what anyone wants to say, regardless of what you don't have. And sometimes, it's like when you have, I was talking to a boy, right? And he's amazing. He's amazing, however, I feel like he wasn't for that time of my life, unfortunately. And I'd love to have him in my life, and it is what it is, right? And when he was no longer in my space, I realized how great of a person. So I'm saying he's a good guy, he's amazing. However, when he left, when he was no longer accessible to me, you know, I realized how great he was. And so that's like everything else. When you have the opportunity to maximize on that business, start that YouTube, but then you give up. You see someone else do it, you're like, Jesus, I had that. I could have done this exact thing, you know, with the little that I had. It hurts more than if we try, we fall. And that is Zen. Zen is something I created because I fell. And I was like, hell no, I am not staying down there. I don't like bruised knees. I don't want a bust chin. So I'm getting up, I'm dusting it off, I'm treating it, and I'm moving. There we go again with the dogs, guys. Please don't mind them. Yeah, resilience, consistency, and I'm still here doing Zen with a podcast, Zen for Living, with a candleline, Zen Wick by Avery, and I would never, never, ever, ever think that I would have been right here with the little that I have, with the little that I earn, you know, but we move and we keep going, 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 going until we want to stop. Right? No matter, because life will always try to make you stop, right? Things in life, people in life will always watch you and say, you know, this person is getting up there. I don't like that person. That's life. It don't make no sense. It does not make any sense at all. Some people will just look at you and be like, leveling up? I don't support it. And the people that you see when you started that big idea are not the people you see now. It's some strange faces. However, those strange faces are keeping you afloat, and that's life. We can't stop to say, hey, you know, that's a really, really messed up person, or you know, that person fake, or you know, no, we don't have no time for them people. We don't have no time for these people. So today I want you guys to just bear in mind that these downfalls, these feelings of stagnancy, if that's a word, these rocky roads are times in our lives where we should stop. It really is for us to stop. Sometimes life gives you a speed sleeping policeman for you to slow down. Sometimes life gives you a rocky road for you to slow down. Sometimes life gives you a big crater in the road to slow down, so you can stop, reflect, assess, analyze, and keep it moving. It doesn't mean you're supposed to stop, be sad, be overwhelmed for like a long period of time, be in a slum, be depressed. No, it's that time where you say, oh crap, this is where I started and this is where I am now. What do I need to get to XYZ? You get what I'm saying? So that resilience, that constant drive, no matter what, that constant drive is so... I'm sorry, guys. That constant drive is so important. It's so, so, so important. And so when you reflect now, you're thinking about all the mickles that is making the muckle, right? All the small moves you've made, all the small conversation, the people you've met, all of those things that seem so insignificant. However, you know, they really are significant. It's like working out in the gym. One day, the first day, right, you start, you get in pain because you started and you're doing something new. The body is moving more than it usually does at a very extreme pace, or, you know, whatever. And it hurts, right? So you're cramped the next day. What are you gonna do? Stay in bed because you're cramped? Get up. Get out of that bed. Right? You don't need a gym to work out, says the person with me. I require a gym. You know, however, I'm just saying that you don't need a gym to keep it moving. Right? And I need a gym, not necessarily the gym, but I need someone to push me. Right? Someone to remind me. Someone to validate me. To cheer me on. And that's just something I want, because I love the luxury of being pushed, you know, to my limit, or breaking that limit and pushing further. You get me? So that's why I need a gym. However, for the purpose of conversation, you don't need a gym in the sense that there is nothing that should hold you back. And yeah, it is what it is. So we move. How have you guys been? I haven't made a podcast episode in so long. And I'm not recording with that fancy microphone I bought. However, because I left it somewhere. But oh, guys, I have no computer, and I feel like I said this already, but I have no computer, and this is a perfect example of what I was saying. I have no computer, and I am recording on my phone, right? That's what I'm talking about. We still find a way, right? We assess and create avenues that weren't there. We pave roads for ourselves all the time. So, yes. I'm gonna do another episode, right? And it's gonna be about things on the line of saying no. And a very touchy topic as well. And I hope you guys tune into that one. Seriously, really do. Yeah, so we're gonna do a segment next where we're gonna, it's a new segment that I created in my head called What's the Lesson? So we're gonna look at stuff, just situations, scenarios, and we're gonna find the lesson within it. And if you'd like to share an experience for me to just analyze and find the lesson within it, please go follow me at Sinful Living on Instagram or AVZ Campbell, which is my personal page. You can send me a DM and tell me that you listen to every Mickle Mickle Mucka episode and you'd like to share this situation for me to share. You can send voice notes that I can add into the episode, or you can just send me a paragraph or something, right? So let's head right into What's the Lesson? So what's the lesson? This new segment was created in my head because I feel like it'd be nice to just look at random things in the world and decipher what the lesson could be, right? So if you have a situation that you want to share, you can send it to or Instagram or my personal Instagram. It can be a voice note, it can be a paragraph, it can be anything, it could be a picture, right? And I'll just share it and we'll talk about it. Because that's what we do best, we talk. So, the first one. I'm a lover of the outdoors, and once I was thinking how we don't have to water the mountains, because the whole, you know, idea of a creator, he waters it with rain and he gives them sun, you know. And every plant that we personally plant, like in our little backyards, in our gardens, whatever, when we plant it, right, it's a seed, or it's like a sprout, because I think sprout is when they start rooting out of the ground and you just plant it then or whatever. I'm not sure, guys. If you're a gardening expert, please, I'm sorry if I'm butchering the craft. However, you plant a seed, you leave it there, right? You decide, or you forget, or life is so busy that you're not watering it. And it gets sun because it's outside, but you don't water it unless, and sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain, whatever. But what could we decipher is a lesson in planting a seed without watering it. You know, I'm giving you a minute, or actually 5 seconds. So I deciphered that in life, every single thing is a seed. So this means that business you start, that YouTube you start, that workout, that body goal workout session that you've started, school that you've started, everything, even the simple things. But something you've started is a seed. you not investing time in it is not worth, it means that you're not watering it. You not speaking positively upon it. You not planning and setting goals for this seed that you have is not giving it sunshine. And the lesson is that everything needs attention, needs consistency, needs resilience, everything for it to successfully flourish. And if the Creator, if you believe in Him, which I do, if the Creator decided to stop watering His plants, which means not necessarily actually bringing rain, but if He decides to stop forgiving, if He decides to stop loving, if He decides to stop protecting, you know, what will happen? You know, obviously, we can imagine numerous amounts of things that will happen, and we don't want that. Or if we're parents, if you're a parent and you have a child, or if you're a child and you have parents, of course you do have parents, but you have parents that they feed you, you know, and they give you a roof over your head and they give you clothes. So they give you basic needs. However, you don't attend to the child's mental health. You don't validate the child. You don't, you're not there for the child, you know, spiritually and mentally. But you're there physically because you're like, oh, being a parent means that I should feed this thing, put it in a house and put on clothes. Then you're going to get some negative effects, obviously. So we need to feed our plants, our seeds. We need to water them. We need to give them sunshine. And sunshine and rain are two different things. For me, the rain is actually investing time. And the sunshine is everything that you can't see. It's the spiritual and the mental part. While the rain is the physical part, right? And everything that you have is a seed. If you don't understand what I'm getting at, picture this. You have a business, right? You started the business. You put money into this business. That's the rain, right? So you put money into this business so it looks good. It looks exactly how you pictured it. However, you never, ever take the time to actually go into the business and actually put in the work, you know? But you hire one bag of people because you can afford to. That business won't necessarily be as successful as you need it to be, because every business needs its owner. You're not a ghost owner. You know, you're the owner. You're the CEO. You're the man. You're the woman. You're the Don. Dada. Yeah. You know, and so that's another example. You know, you need to water and give your seeds sun. And that's the lesson. Because God doesn't stop watering, and even when there's a drought, the earth will replenish itself because He's the Creator either way. You know, so you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something. I hope you guys decide, because no one has really, you know, I hope you guys decide to interact, be a part of the podcast. We want to hear your voice, definitely, and your opinions. We want your feedback, and I hope to see you in the next episode, which is gonna be a good one. Please stay safe. If you're in lockdown and you're listening, dude, you're amazing. Get up off your butt and complete that thing that you need to complete. You know, go do that workout, make that cup of coffee, take a shower, brush your teeth, and have a wonderful, zenful day. Remember, breathe Zen. Well, it's not breathe Zen, guys. It stays and be Zen and breathe Zen.